Three is a magic number. Conjunction, junction. Interjections. It's Schoolhouse Rock, y'all.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Hank and Tom Talk About the 80s. Today is going to be our first mini-cast.
Yay, mini-cast.
Hooray for mini-cast. We felt like we needed an entire segment of time devoted to Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah, I thought that we should have just more time to talk about it because it is something that was such a huge part of Saturday mornings. Schoolhouse Rock, if you don't know, was on ABC, and it played... I think the whole morning, right?
It played all throughout the morning.
All throughout the morning, before and after, and even sometimes commercial breaks.
Definitely.
And so it was part of a, like, type of, kind of like a PSA type of thing. And there was, another thing that was called Time for Timer. Do you remember that?
I do remember Time for Timer.
Time for Timer was another thing that played between, and he was more like teaching lessons.
It wasn't about more like about food and stuff.
Well,
it was like, you know, how to make a sandwich and like...
No, it wasn't. It was about when... Okay, so this thing was called Timer, and he took different forms. So in one of them, it was a real famous one, and he sang a song, and he became a wheel of cheese.
Yeah, but
it was called Hanker for a Hunk of Cheese, and it was how to have protein in your body.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. It was like eat this instead of that, kid, you know? Stay away from the Capri Sun and hit this block of cheese and cracker. You're going to love it.
Did we even have Capri Sun? I don't even know if that was a thing. You know what? You were right. If I remember correctly, it did teach you... how to make a sandwich.
Didn't it?
It teaches you how to make wagon wheel
That's
sandwiches.
What I mean. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and you take like a piece.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like a slice of pickle and and a piece of lettuce and whammo.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It's like cheese slices and crackers, and they would make wagon wheels.
Now, was that the same Time for Timer? Was that with the one Don't Drown Your Food?
Yes.
Remember that? And it was about how to, like, not put mayo all over everything. And
yes, and it was just about eating well and making sure that you were fueled for the day. It was all about breakfast. There was one where it said where there was – sometimes they would do recipes. And so there was one called a quickie breakfast. And so it was just leftovers and other pre-made foods and stuff that you could just do if you didn't have time to cook breakfast. I remember that.
You know, kids had a lot of time on Saturday mornings.
Oh, my God. So the other was, besides Time for Timer, the big one that played all morning, and I'm sure maybe we'll get some feedback on that, but all morning was Schoolhouse Rock. And Schoolhouse Rock, well, we just listened to a bunch together.
We did, and that was actually great because some of them I haven't actually heard for 30-ish years.
I mean, just my reaction to it without thinking about who did it and all those things, which we should get into. But
yeah.
Just the thing is, like, I remember them and listening to them tonight and watching them.
Yeah.
I was just so comforted.
I know.
I remember feeling like, and once again, these started in the 70s.
Yes.
As we mentioned on the main episode, we know that a lot of these things started in the 70s, but they were on when we were kids in the 80s.
They played regularly through the 80s.
Yeah. And when I remember listening to watching Conjunction Junction, and you've seen it for years and years and years,
yeah,
every Saturday morning, and ABC was my big kind of go-to for Saturday mornings, and it just made me feel good. I remember being, like, comforted.
It was. There was something about that time period, being a kid, and Saturday morning, the cartoons, and even the commercials. I mean, I was just thinking about... Anyway, but yeah, so I agree. The comfort of it, something about the art, the 70s kind of simplistic art is really cool to me.
And it always has been a big thing. When the 25th anniversary and then the 30th and all of, they've released all these big DVD specials,
right,
and many... current bands re-recorded the songs for big albums,
yeah,
and things like that, because everyone knows them.
Yeah.
Today, I kept saying the interjection song.
Ow!
Hey!
That ow! Hurts!
And I was like, yeah.
You shouldn't poke a kid there, is what they said.
Yes. Yeah, you shouldn't poke a kid down there.
Like, wow.
And the, just the little, the phrasing, there was really, really fast phrasing.
Yeah.
And in that song today, we heard, and it's separated by a comma if it's not that urgent or something, right? And it was just,
it must have been fun to write those songs.
Yes. Too. And the first one that they ever did, and there's a really interesting story behind this. The first song recorded was Three is a Magic Number,
uh-huh.
which is beautiful. It's kind of heartbreaking and beautiful. And it's not heartbreaking. It's about a number. But it was written by someone that you were talking about earlier today, Bob Durow.
Bob Durow.
And can you explain who he is a little bit?
Bob Durow was a jazz musician, a piano player from the 50s and 60s. Played with Miles Davis and several other, Mose Allison and some other jazz greats, and recorded a lot of records. I recognized his name from being a record collector, and so when it popped up today in our conversation, I was intrigued. He did write the very first one. And
He wrote many of them, but the first one was written by him and recorded for a children's record that he compiled and released.
Oh.
And Tom Yohe listened to the first song and he began to doodle some pictures to go with the lyrics.
Interesting. Yeah.
Then he told a gentleman named David McCall, who owned a commercial advertising agency, and he thought, oh, well, let's do this as an advertising venture.
Yeah, okay.
And he said, great, so start animating these. And then it all kind of fell into place and it went on ABC. And it's this institution that people still know.
Yeah.
And that was just for the first song, Three is a Magic Number. My very, very favorite, I don't think we've talked about this. My very, very favorite one is Conjunction Junction.
It's just a great song. I had so much fun listening to it. I remember actually particularly having that song stuck in my head when I played soccer. When I played in San Lorenzo Valley in the Santa Cruz Mountains. But I remember having that song stuck in my head many times and kicking the ball around. Conjunction, what's that function? And just being like, yeah, kick that ball.
Well, you know, the animation was super cute at times, like Conjunction Junction, the little railroad guy.
Yeah.
He was super cute and he had the hat on over his eyes, and every action in the animation went with the description that was happening in the song. And very oftentimes, just because this was meant to be educational too, all of the words, like all of the conjunctions, would show up on the screen in big, like 70s puffy letters.
Yes.
Right? Just like in the interjections today when we watched it, when he said, ow,
you know,
hey, they went real big so kids could read them.
And I think that kind of came from comic books from the old style of storytelling through comic books.
The one that we couldn't find tonight, and I wish we should have. We didn't look hard enough. But was the one about the Great American Melting Pot. I remember the imagery so well, and I can't remember what it's called.
I mean, okay.
So this is irresponsible podcasting.
I really agree. The research, you know, that could have been put into that. But we did watch several of them. So I'm curious, how many are there?
There are, I have the number somewhere. Really, I don't. I don't have the number.
But there's many.
It went, the original series lasted from 1973 to 1985. Okay. And it came back in like 89 to 92. And then again, like in 98, they wrote like three or four new ones. And they're still played every once in a while, I think. On ABC.
I would imagine.
But I remember...
There's probably a box set available.
Oh, there is.
A Criterion Collection DVD box.
There's a big Blu-ray release of them. A few others are A Noun is a Person, Place, or Thing.
That's one of my favorites.
And
quite interesting. And that was a person,
place, or earlier, I asked if 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Do, do, do. That's Sesame Street.
That was Sesame Street. Okay. But that was good. That brings me back to my earlier point. It reminds me of the art from Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah.
Those big, bold, you know, bam, those big letters. And
from and rust colors and oranges.
Yes,
and
yes. With the sort of the shaky pen ink style, which I love.
Yeah. And very, like, groovy 70s.
Super groovy. But totally translatable to the 80s.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, like we said.
It's not that far back in our life.
And like we said in the main podcast that, yes, a lot of these started in the 70s, but they were played over and over and over and over. The 80s and 70s were a time of reruns, and that's how we saw most of the stuff that I thought was new. I mean, I thought the Brady Bunch was new when I was exactly. a little kid.
But and like it wasn't. When you're a kid, of course, it's like, oh, yeah, no, the next episode's tomorrow. Wow, it's on five times a day. It's
yes.
amazing.
Yeah. And I thought, like, the Aliens episode of the Brady Bunch,
yeah.
I thought that was real. And I thought it was happening then.
It is. It was terrifying. I do recall that.
It was terrifying. We'll talk about that yeah. later day.
That's a different episode.
The big one, I think, that everyone knows, and I know for a fact that before the election last year, they kept playing this one.
Yes.
As I'm Just a Bill.
Well, yeah. And that one probably, I think about, did it teach me anything about how government works when I was a kid? No. But I love the song.
I love the song, and I bet it did a little bit. It may not have stuck.
I just figured it's a bill. It's just a wrapped-up newspaper sitting on sitting on some steps. I don't... What is that?
A super sad little newspaper all by himself. I will say that a few of the people who are really involved in this as far as the voices go, the voices are Bob Dorough.
Oh,
He's the main male voice mostly, and then the female voice that we all know and very comforting and loving is Lynn Ahrens, and then a bunch of other people came on board as well to various Schoolhouse Rock numbers. They include Jack Sheldon, Blossom Dearie,
uh-huh.
who came up in another context today, and Grady Tate, also... They're the doo-wop singers, the Tokens, were featured in several of them.
No kidding.
And there's so many of them. Interplanet Janet is one that not a lot of people, when I say it, people don't know it's Interplanet Janet. And it's fun. And it's this, it's Janet. And she goes from all these planets to planets. So she teaches you about the planets.
Gosh, we should have watched that. I don't know if I remember that one.
I don't know if it, they couldn't play it now.
Yeah, right.
Because there's not
planets are different.
Yeah, the planets are different. I mean, there is a planet, planets, yeah. But I mean, if you believe that there's several, it's lies.
Also, you know, another one of my favorites is
No More King.
I just love that one, and it cracks me up. It's one of the ones that I hadn't seen since then. Since the 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my God, I haven't seen it or heard the piece of music, but as soon as it came on, it was like ingrained in my consciousness. And I remembered the words and I remembered all the drawings, them pouring the tea out and being in the giant teacup and everything. It's the story of the pilgrims and how America was created. It was kind of a slimmed down version, I would say.
A very slimmed down version. You know, the Indians were super happy to see them in this version.
They were very happy, and there was just two of them. And so, anyhow.
But the interesting thing, as I point, when we were watching it tonight, I pointed out to Tom, I was like, this is the plot of Hamilton.
Yeah, that's where they got it.
It's completely the plot of Hamilton. It's about saying F you to the king and showing
taxation
the king.
Taxation without representation. And
teaching you that. I remember that. She said that, I was like, oh, yeah, I do remember that. And it's really like Hamilton. It's showing the king in a foppish way.
Yeah.
And making a lot of fun of him. And
he's got his bags of money.
Yep.
That he's counting.
So it's very interesting. I would like to have Lin-Manuel Miranda on the podcast so we can talk if that was his main inspiration for Hamilton. Which I'm sure it was. I mean, we cracked it here. So
we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Well, guys, thanks for coming to our first mini-cast.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you again on Friday.
Catch you on Friday. Bye, everybody.